minister today confirmed there are now 9 cases of the coronavirus in the country. Australians returning from Wuhan and Hubei province in China, the epicenter of the outbreak, are being quarantined on Christmas Island. More than 300 South Koreans arrived home today. Plans call for them to be isolated at 2 temporary facilities. The returnees were met by ambulances parked on the tarmac in Seoul. Pakistan has halted all flights to and from China and will delay the opening of a key border crossing with its neighboring country. The United States is warning its citizens to avoid travel to China. The AP's Mike Hempen has that report.
The advisory says Americans in China should consider departing using commercial means and request that all non-essential U.S. government personnel defer travel. The U.S. Embassy in Beijing says it's authorizing the departure of family members and all non-emergency U.S. government employees from Beijing and the consulates in 4 other Chinese cities, including Shanghai. Experts say there is significant evidence the virus is spreading in China, where 213 people have died. I'm Mike Hempen.
There is similar travel advice in Japan. Here is the AP's Charles Ledesma with that part of the story.
Japan is urging citizens not to travel to China because of the possibility of the further spread of the new virus. In expanding the advisory against non-essential travel throughout China, Japan's foreign ministry has raised concerns about the disease widening its arc, noting other countries, such as the US, were giving similar advice. In a further move, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says Japan will ban entry of foreigners infected with the new coronavirus. Tokyo has evacuated hundreds of citizens from the Chinese city of Wuhan this week. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More news at voanews.com. There is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. It is EU departure day for the UK, 2 days after the European Parliament formally approved it. It comes after years of political wrangling in London since the 2016 Brexit referendum. China is reporting nearly 10,000 cases of the coronavirus spreading nationwide from the city of Wuhan, with more than 200 deaths so far. In Geneva, the World Health Organization has declared the epidemic a global health emergency. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the decision to declare the coronavirus a global health threat is not a vote of no confidence in China. On the contrary, he says WHO has full confidence in China's ability to control the outbreak. However, he adds it is urgent that countries worldwide act together to control this unprecedented outbreak. The WHO Emergency Committee says it is still possible to interrupt the virus spread, provided countries take strong measures to detect the disease early, isolate, and treat cases. The committee does not recommend restrictions on international travel and trade. It calls on countries to implement decisions based on evidence, not on rumor and misinformation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. President Donald Trump, by the end of this day, is expected to be acquitted of the 2 impeachment charges against him. That became evident last night, with Senate Republicans poised to hold firm in denying the Democrats the support they need to subpoena witnesses, key among them former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton. In a reported book excerpt, Bolton says the president had told him he was withholding military aid to Ukraine until he got a public assurance it would investigate his political rival, Joe Biden, at the very heart of the impeachment case. Now it appears Bolton will not get the chance to testify, and the White House is seeking to block the publication of his book. Mr. Trump, at a political rally in Iowa last night, was upbeat over the situation in the Senate.
They want to nullify your ballots, poison our democracy, and overthrow the entire system of government. That's not happening, I can tell you that.
Iowa holds the first in the nation primary season voting on Monday. It promises to thin out the field of would-be Democratic presidential candidates. Iran's missile attacks on 2 Iraqi bases this month is putting a spotlight on traumatic brain injuries here in the United States. This as the number of U.S. troops who suffer symptoms has grown beyond the 50 reported earlier this week. President Trump has referred to such injuries as not so serious. To stay up to date on all the news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
This is